Just got back home from a learning and skills group conference in London today. Quite interesting, some good sessions. The best one I attended, or the most interesting to me, was Tony Buzan of Mind Mapping fame, who I've seen present a couple of times at different conferences, although not recently, and have always seen him in the past talk about mind mapping and about effective learning. And he did that as well. He talked about mind mapping. He got us doing a mind map, which was good practice, something that I used to do quite a lot of and has sort of slipped by the wayside a little bit. But the thing that I thought was really interesting was his analysis of how things have changed over time. Talking about the sort of the different ages, going back to the agrarian or the agricultural age, dating to about 1750, followed by the industrial age, then the information age, then the knowledge age, and now going into the intelligence age, which I thought was, quite an interesting analysis. And I think those last three ages, the information, knowledge, and intelligence age, do tend to get bundled together. And it was quite interesting to sort of think about the differences and particularly what those differences mean for businesses, for HR, for learning and development, given the focus of the conference, for professionals working in those areas. And Buzan's thinking was that there was definitely a deficit of intelligence. He was saying, for example, that the financial services bankruptcies are really bankruptcies of thought rather than of capital. I just thought, some really interesting distinctions between those different ages. And the other thing that I thought was particularly interesting and noteworthy, particularly for HR and learning and development, was his belief that learning and development does have the most important role at the prime position on the board, and a great opportunity to act as leaders, guides, shepherds of people on boards. And given the sort of analysis he took us through, I think there's some good reasons for believing that potentially could be true. And I mean, the other one for me, I challenged somebody on my table who was suggesting in our discussion group that today we're in the age of technology, and I suggested the age of talent. But I think this idea of sort of thinking about intelligence, being in the intelligence age, is quite an interesting one, and does have particular impacts on HR and learning development professionals, in that we probably do need to think a lot more about the brain, about brain-centered learning, for example, than we do tend to do. And one of the things that I blog on quite a bit, for example, is that I believe this ongoing fascination with getting closer and closer to the business, while true, right, and appropriate, can only take us so far. Actually, it is things like a deeper understanding of the brain that I believe is going to give HR and learning development, more credibility, and the ability to have a greater impact on their businesses, whether that then means that L&D has an ongoing board role, I think we'll have to see. But I do believe that impact definitely will be there for grabs.